Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Week one is in the books, and today we are previewing week two, looking at streaming options, previewing the NBA fantasy week and schedule, and discussing all things fantasy basketball, getting you guys ready. Let's go!
Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three.
Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we are going to be going through our week two preview show, looking at the streaming options, the breaking down the schedule for the NBA this upcoming week, and where we can attack, what games are, or what days have a lot of games on, what days have fewer games on, where we can get some good streaming targets in there, and basically just previewing the week and seeing what we can start to do and prepare for our week two matchups. Let me know down in the comment section below, did you win your week one matchup? Unfortunately, I lost to Josh Lloyd in the industry pickup league. But I'm not panicking. It's okay. It's week one. And if you are in a similar situation to me where you did not win your first week matchup, I don't think it's anything to really worry about. A lot of the times, schedules are really weird in week one. For example, I only had two games of Giannis versus Josh's three games of Jokic. If you were like me and got stuck with Bradley Beal, he didn't play at all for me. There's a lot of other things going on. If you're like me and you also have Scoot Henderson, well, then there's a big reason why he didn't bloody win. He's been bad. I'm holding, by the way. But remember, again, week one, it's the first week, and it is a marathon of a season, not a sprint of a season as well. So let's keep it cool, keep it chill, and just remember, we're on to the next one. I still think, again, week two, we talked about this in the streaming or schedule show for week one. I still believe that in week two, we are prioritizing the season-long mindset. So the players that, for example, if someone else in your league is panicking and dropping on Yek Okongwu or dropping a Scoot Henderson, dropping a Markel Fultz or someone like that who is struggling, I am immediately grabbing those players with the hopes that they turn it around and pick it back up. And I'm trying to grab those players with good opportunities in front of them, the ones that have the high upside. I would rather take those players now, sacrifice some streaming, maybe even lose my first 2 weeks if that's what it takes to get the best players on my team. And if you start to fall behind after week two, then we can start to have a bit more of a shorter focus and a shorter mindset when it comes to winning immediately. But I still believe that even if in you're a situation like me where you went down in your first week, we still need to have that long-term mindset and try to have a crack at some of those players that have a higher upside later in the season. So remember that and take everything that we talk about in terms of streaming with a grain of salt with that in mind. But if you do have some trash at the end of your bench, you know, like I do, Matisse Thybulle, then you can go ahead and start to look to stream those positions. But again, I'm usually trying to keep one waiver wire move left at the end of the week just in case opportunity does come up. If, for example, someone else drops someone that you need to go and grab and snatch up immediately. Let's go on to talk about how week two shapes up in the NBA. And again, a very similar sort of structure to what we see. We now obviously have the full 7 days. Monday, we have an 11-game slate. So a very busy Monday with 11 games. Chances are, and again, this is a general rule, but chances are you're not going to be having any roster spots available for you to stream in on the Monday. Now, your team might. Remember, this is always, I'm talking to thousands of people, so it's hard to sort of know whose team is exactly in what position. But for the general rule, if you've got sort of 10 or more teams or games on, so 20 or more teams playing, a lot of the time it's going to be very difficult for us to find a player that if you add off the waiver wire that you're going to put into your starting 10 players and use them for that day. So remember, if you're grabbing someone for Monday, double check, are you actually going to use them? Are they going to be someone that you're actually going to use or that's going to sit on your bench and not get used? So Monday, there's 11. Tuesday, we've just got the 3. So low volume, you'll be able to obviously use those players. Wednesday, we've got freaking 13 games, man. As if 12 wasn't enough last week. And that is obviously, you know, and I'm doing the recap shows on Wednesday night. So we'll be recapping those 13 games. Obviously, gives myself a lot to talk about. And I'm sorry if those shows go for a long time, but there's a lot to bloody talk about. They're going to be long shows. Look, I'll throw some timestamps in those podcasts. I know a lot of you, you know, it's a long podcast, but damn, there's a lot of stuff happening. And the reason I'm doing those shows is because there is a lot to talk about. And I'm trying to stay up to date with the most amount of teams as I possibly can. Wednesday is normally the day where a lot of teams do play. So that's what the Wednesday shows are going to be. So if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it, but that's what we're going to be doing on Wednesday. But there are 13 games to be played is the moral of the story here. So again, not going to be able to use anyone if you add them for Thursday. For Wednesday. For Thursday, there's only 4, Friday 7, Saturday 8, and Sunday 5. So after Wednesday, it looks like anyone you add that the rest of the week you're going to be able to use, unless, of course, your team is in a specific situation where you've got a bunch of players from those specific teams that are playing on those days. But Monday and Wednesday look like the days that you're not going to be able to stream in all likelihood. So we are targeting those other 5 days of the week.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's look at next the low volume game team. So there are a few teams, four teams in fact, that have only two games this week. The Houston Rockets, the LA Clippers, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Sacramento Kings. So when it comes to weekly leagues, weekly changes leagues, this is very important for you guys to note that obviously if you're trying to make decisions now, I still believe that someone like a Joel Embiid you need to play. You need to probably play a Domantas Sabonis. De'Aaron Fox, questionable because he has an ankle injury, so he might only play one or no games this week. So in a weekly lineups league, I don't think I would be starting De'Aaron Fox in a league like that because of the uncertainty whether he's going to be playing at next game. And if you're just going to get one game of De'Aaron Fox, that is not enough no matter what. So he is not someone I would be starting in that sort of a situation. You probably are starting. I mean, actually, the other thing we should mention, the LA Clippers have a back-to-back in this week as well. So not only do they only have the two games, but they're a back-to-back game. So do they rest someone like a Kawhi or a Paul George? That will be very, very interesting to sort of see. And it'll be a tough call for weekly changes leagues if you have one of those players there. Houston Rockets, I still think you start a player like Fred VanVleet and Şengün, but the others probably not, in my opinion. So again, lots of decisions. A lot of those guys at the back end of your roster from these teams, you're not going to be playing them because they're not going to have the volume to make it there. We'll talk about the three-game week teams, and the rest of them all have four. So three games this week are the Atlanta Hawks, the Boston Celtics, the Lakers, the Heat, the Bucks, the Timberwolves, the Knicks, the Thunder, the Spurs, and the Wizards. So all up, that means you've got 10 teams with three games. You've got four teams that have the two games. So that means you've got 16 teams that also have four games. So the majority of teams have four games or three games. I don't think there's a huge difference in terms of weekly leagues when it comes to your sort of top players. But again, it's a decision-making and a hair-splitting thing for you to do. That if you have a back-end player from one of these teams here, versus a back-end player from the teams that have four games that we haven't mentioned, we won't go through, then you're probably going to give the edge to those players that are in the four-game week over the players in from these teams or the two-game teams that we went off before for weekly changes leagues. So something to be across for those types of leagues. Let's talk about quality games. Now, again, quality games, what we mean by this when we were talking earlier, remember we had the Monday and the Wednesday where you had 11 and 13 games. So those are not quality games because, again, if you're adding a player off the waiver wire, you're not going to be able to actually use them because the schedule is too busy and you're going to have 10 other players playing and chances are someone you're adding off the waiver wire is not going to be in your best 10 players. So the quality games are teams that play on those low volume days. There is one team, the Phoenix Suns, that plays all four of its games on the low volume days. They play, if I just have a look at my little notes here, they play on the Tuesday, the Thursday, the Saturday, and the Sunday this next week. So if you add someone from the Phoenix Suns, you will probably be able to use them for all four games this week. So again, monitor the injury reports. At the moment, I believe Bradley Beal is questionable. Devin Booker, I believe, is doubtful. So you might look at someone like a Jordan Goodwin or an Eric Gordon or someone like that to get a decent start because, again, you could put them in on Tuesday and Thursday where there are both only three and four games on that day. So you won't have many options and you'll be able to use them for both. If you add them now, you'll get two games out of the one add. And you can maybe look to stream those sort of last few games as well. So the Phoenix Suns have four. The next best, there are three teams that have three quality games as well. So worth mentioning these guys. The Cavs have three, Orlando have three, and the Spurs have three. We're going to talk about some back-to-backs later as well. So again, just to highlight these teams that you want to be kind of having on your radar in terms of, especially early in the week, teams that you can make an add and actually use them. Whereas if you're grabbing someone from these other teams, if I flick over to the worst for quality games, there are five teams that only have one quality game this week. So the Celtics, the Nets, the Hornets, the Mavs, and the Magic only have one quality game. So if you're adding someone like who's someone we can talk about? Tim Hardaway Jr. from the Mavs. If you add Tim Hardaway Jr. to stream then you're probably not going to use him. So when do they play the Dallas Mavericks? So the Dallas Mavericks play on Monday, 11 games. Probably not going to use him there. They play on Wednesday, 13 games. Definitely not going to use him there. They then play on the Friday. So you're probably only going to be able to use someone like a Tim Hardaway Jr. on that Friday game, and you're not going to be able to get use out of him on the Monday and Wednesday games either. So remember, when you are adding those types of players, are you actually going to use them if they are the streamable level of player, or could you pass on them, let someone else grab them, and you grab someone else who maybe isn't quite as good, maybe someone that doesn't suit your needs quite as well as a Tim Hardaway Jr. does. But remember, you're not going to be using Tim Hardaway Jr. this week, so it's a moot point anyway. So these teams here, again, it's those first Monday and Wednesday. So many teams have that Monday, Wednesday kind of schedule this week. So a lot of them, you will not be able to use them basically until you get to either the Thursday or Friday. So a lot of the times, these players, I wouldn't be bothering adding until later in the week when it gets close to the weekend games where they do have their schedule, and you'll be able to actually use them for your fantasy basketball team.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about some back-to-backs. So some back-to-backs. What are we going to be doing with the back-to-backs here? So this is where, again, most leagues, most head-to-head leagues will have a limit on the amount of players that you can add per week. So the standard limit is usually four. So say, for example, if a default is four, we're going to use those four ads to get the most amount of games played in our roster as possible. Remember at the start of the show, I said that I usually want to keep at least one roster or one ad left up my sleeve to simply just grab someone who's a must-add player. Maybe someone drops someone dumb, or there's something that happens and you want to capitalize, you want to grab Keyonte George because he starts the next game for the Jazz. Keeping that roster move available, I think, is really important. So what we want to do is keep, you know, maybe two or three ads up our sleeves for streaming, but try to get the most amount of value out of it as possible. So what we need to do is attack these back-to-backs. And so the first one you see here on the YouTube screen, if you're watching over on the video, I've got a Tuesday, Thursday. Now, obviously, those aren't back-to-back games, but again, that Wednesday, you've got the 13 games. So if we add someone who plays on Tuesday and on Thursday, you're going to effectively get them for two games in a row, because the Wednesday game in the middle, you're going to have a bunch of your players playing, so they can just sit on your bench and it's not that big of an issue. You're not giving up a roster spot in that scenario. So those who play the Tuesday, Thursday, you know, unofficial back-to-back are the Orlando Magic and the Phoenix Suns and the San Antonio Spurs. So we talked about the Phoenix Suns before, so about players like Jordan Goodwin, Drew Eubanks if you're looking for blocks and rebounds, Eric Gordon for points and threes, those types of players, Josh Okogie if you're looking for your steals. So those types of players are really good ads in terms of the back-to-backs on the Thursday. The Orlando Magic, Cole Anthony, points, threes, assists. You can grab a player like that. Jonathan Isaac, if you wanted to get some steals and blocks, again, he can get him in limited minutes. I don't think he's going to be huge minutes, but again, you could have a crack and see if you can do that. The San Antonio Spurs, you're looking at, I mean, maybe if there's a Trey Jones, I'd probably add him anyway, but you can have a look at some of those other guys. Charles Bassey is a good player that might come in and play 15 minutes and give you six rebounds and three blocks. He can do that potentially. So looking at those types of players that you can get them for one ad, have them for 2 days, and then later in the week start to do some more ads. So there is another back-to-back. Well, there's obviously Thursday to Friday, but there are no teams that actually play the back-to-back between Thursday and Friday. So you can add one of these guys on the Tuesday and have them for the two games and then look to make a move on the Friday and then look at someone who plays the Friday-Saturday. So of the Friday-Saturday back-to-back, we've got the Brooklyn Nets, we've got the Chicago Bulls, you've got the Denver Nuggets, and you've got the Indiana Pacers. So again, you might look to do one of the first three, grab one of those guys, get two games out of them, drop them then, and get another one of these next four teams, get two games out of that. So from the two ads, you've gotten four games, and you still have two more ads left up your sleeve where you can use a final ad to stream on the Sunday if you have a particular category you want to go after. Or, again, you might just have added someone else that someone's dropped or a must-add player, and you'll still have another ad to do that on Sunday as well. Or, again, you could do that Friday to Saturday. You could add someone who maybe fits your team perfectly on the Friday and then attack one of these players on the Saturday-Sunday back-to-back. So the Hornets and the Suns have the Saturday-Sunday back-to-back. So we talk about the Suns players, but the Charlotte Hornets guys, players like JT Thor, for example, Brandon Miller, if he's on your waiver wire, are good examples of players that you could look to stream in on that back-to-back on Saturday, Sunday. For the Friday, Saturday team, so the Chicago Bulls, Patrick Williams, if you want to have a crack at some defensive stats. Brooklyn Nets players, who can we think of from the Brooklyn Nets? Maybe it's the Sharp, maybe we try that again. Hope he gets more than 3 minutes. I don't know if I'd be willing to have a crack at that one. Denver Nuggets, maybe it's Christian Brown or someone like that you want to have a look at, or a Reggie Jackson for assists might be a good shout for some assist streaming. Indiana Pacers, who would we think about there? Buddy Hield for threes. Again, I don't think he's a must-roster player, but he's fine as a stream for threes. You could have a look at like a Jalen Smith for rebounds and some players in there. Again, off the top of my head, you can go have a look at those players and see if any of them really fit what you need for category leagues, or if it's a points league, just trying to get the highest usage player in your team and get the most amount of volume onto your squad. So again, if I was looking at the week and trying to maximize my games played in a daily changes league, I'd be trying to look at one of those guys from the first three on the Tuesday, Thursday, get that ad in, get two games. I'd probably be looking at then the Friday, Saturday, getting another one of those guys, then probably looking to stream the perfect player. And it doesn't have to be these Hornets or Suns players. You could look at anyone who's playing on the Sunday, which are the Hornets, the Cavs, the Mavs, the Pistons, the Warriors, the Grizzlies, the Suns, the Trailblazers, the Spurs, or the Raptors. So you've got 10 teams to talk about or think about there, and you just grab the perfect player that fits your need the best. And you'll have two ads you can do, because by then you'll know if there's anyone worth grabbing in that final day or not. And you can either grab just one, or you can go ahead and burn a second one as well and get two waivers to win your matchup on the Sunday there. So I think that is always a good strategy to keep, especially in these early weeks, to keep a couple ads up your sleeve. So I think that is the way that I would be attacking week two. Man, we got this done in under 20 minutes. Let's go. Okay, so today we obviously went through the preview. Because I did an extra recap show on the weekend, we will just leave it at that for the shows. The next podcast we'll be doing will be on the Wednesday night Eastern Standard Time, or late Wednesday night after the games, the 13 slates NBA games. And then we will also be doing a Q&A podcast for everyone who subscribed over to ballboysnba.com. I'll be reaching out to you guys this week to sort of let you know how to get your questions in, but stay tuned to that over there. And otherwise, we will also be starting to do, next week we'll start to do some buy lows and sell highs and things like that. We've already kind of touched on it a little bit as well, but again, it's still very early and still lots of water to go under the bridge. So again, guys, make sure you guys give this video a big thumbs up, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and let me know down in the comments, how did your week one go? Were you a winner or were you a loser like me? I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.